Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today. We're continuing right on in a message I started on yesterday's broadcast, which I've entitled Conquering Fear. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at the various English words that describe various kinds of fear, nuances of fear. Fear is just sort of a general term that covers a great many words that describe an unpleasant feeling. We looked at fright and dread and terror, and I'll pick up just where we left off and want to share what the meaning of horror is. It's a combination of fear as well as aversion or repugnance. I mentioned terror on yesterday's broadcast that didn't need much explanation, because with all the acts of terrorism that we see going on around the world, we don't have any difficulty understanding the methods that they use, and the methods fill us really with horror, cutting off of heads and burning someone alive. There was a recent news report in the mainline news about a 27-year-old man who rammed his car into the entrance of an emergency area and set himself on fire. I mean, that's a horrible thing. It fills one with just aversion and repugnance as well as fear. And then, of course, there is panic. That is a strong or sudden fear, often groundless and frequently the impetus for mindless action. When someone's panicked, they're not really thinking clearly. It's just an overwhelming kind of fear. And sometimes it's groundless, but sometimes there could be reason for it. Alarm. Let's look at what that word means. That's fright. These are dictionary definitions. Fright aroused upon the first realization of danger. For example, you might spot a child or an animal on the road, right in the line of traffic. That would immediately cause fright or alarm, if you will. Dismay. Do you think of the words of Jesus, "Fear not, nor be dismayed"? That strong apprehension that robs one of courage or power to act effectively. That could certainly be related, for example, in a military situation, in a war, ancient Israel, as described in the Word of God, or in a current combat situations when a particular group of men are outnumbered, that would be sufficient to produce dismay, which would rob one of courage and the power to act effectively. Of course, that's where courage comes in. They are able to overcome and do what they need to do in spite of the fear or dismay that they might be feeling. Let's look at some more, because it's an amazing the various types and shadows and nuances, if you will, of fear that can affect us. We can relate, I'm sure, to every one of these. Consternation. That's a state of being confounded or made confused and helpless. And this is a frequent attack of the enemy. A lot of times you might find yourself, well, you're not really certain what's going on. You're in a state of confusion. And when you feel confused, then there's a helplessness because you don't know what you should do. And of course, that's one of the favorite strategies of the enemy, to make us unaware or not be clued into exactly what he's doing. Years ago, I mean decades, I was just a babe in Christ. I learned that once you learn the parameters of the battle, where the enemy's actually working, if you pray, then it's over. However, he'll do everything he can to put a cloud of confusion and murkiness, because that's, he loves to operate in that. Then there's trepidation. That's an apprehension of, or dread, characteristically marked by trembling or hesitancy. It's an apprehension or dread marked by trembling or hesitancy. And of course, I suppose we could all relate public speaking. That I've heard and I've read that public speaking is the number one fear that most anyone has. And of course, there could be, speaking perhaps to confront if you're in a position of authority, having to speak with, if you're a supervisor, have to speak with someone to correct them. Most people don't like confrontational situations, but sometimes they're necessary. So there could be some trepidation, wondering how they're going to respond. And then there's others certainly I could share with you, but I think you have the idea that there's a multifaceted aspect to fear. And some of the types of fear that we experience and don't even consider them generally a problem as far as a spiritual problem are things like stress or anxiety. And that's so much a part of our normal vocabulary today. People are just stressed. Well, generally it's because they feel incapable. They're fearful in some capacity that they're not able to measure up. They're not able to accomplish in the time frame. There's something that is causing them to feel threatened. It's just a form of fear. So to be fearful in its various forms, it causes an unpleasant, frightening, terrifying experience in very varying shades. It means fear. That's what fearful means, experiencing fear or frightened, feeling anxious or apprehensive. It indicates anxiety, fear, or terror. And of course, all fear, as I said earlier, is not bad. There's a certain fear that God has given to man and even to the animals, that if it was a matter of survival, I mean, if for example, a tree is struck by lightning and it's falling your way, that would be a natural response. Why? Because fear would cause you to move out of the pathway of it or a speeding car. And so that kind of fear is a basic instinctive fear that God has placed in us to so that we don't allow something that would be necessarily fatal to happen to us, or injury, for example. But then also the fear of the Lord, that is the kind of fear that we need to hold close in our hearts. That's the beginning of wisdom. Amen. But the kinds of fear that are tormenting people today is a debilitating kind of fear. It's the fear that robs of strength, of courage, of clarity. And Jesus said that it would be part of what is occurs in the last day, that in the end days, end times, men's heart would fail them for fear. That's one of the signs that would accompany the last days. Fear that would be so bad and so strong that it would cause them to have a heart attack. They would fear the things coming upon the earth. The world, the people in the world, according to Jesus, will have a terrible fear in their hearts because of the things that will be coming up on the earth. And this fear is because they don't know Jesus Christ as Savior. They have no hope. There are no answers. And in fact, when Jesus does return, the wicked will be hiding in the caves of the earth and crying out for the rocks to fall on them to hide them from the wrath of the king who's come to set up his kingdom and to deal with wickedness and sin. Luke 21 and 26 says, men swooning away or expiring with fear and dread and apprehension and expectation of the things that are coming on the world, for the very powers of the heavens will be shaken and caused to totter. Beloved, this world is tottering right now. Geoengineering, the weather patterns, nothing can be predicted anymore, it seems. We have advanced so far in science and technology that the average person has no clue of the capabilities that are available to the scientific communities of the world and the military complex. Never has this nation or the world been in such a condition as it is now, for never has there been such an ability or opportunity to bring so much misery and harm to the whole world as possessed by many nations today. All I'd have to do is mention the nuclear threat. We've got more nuclear power to just totally obliterate mankind off the face of the earth. Well, that won't happen because we know what the word says. Jesus is coming back to this earth and he'll make things right. But before we go any further, I want us to see what the right kind of fear is. And there is a fear that Christians should possess and that God gives, and it's not a debilitating kind of fear. In fact, it brings one to bow down before God and worship Him. Godly fear is the extreme reverence or awe as toward a supreme power, to the Lord, obviously. Psalm 25, 12 through 14 says, "Who is the man who reverently fears and worships the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he should choose. He himself shall dwell at ease, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The secret of the sweet, satisfying companionship of the Lord have they who fear, revere and worship him, and he will show them his covenant and reveal to them its deep inner meaning." Doesn't that sound wonderful? Amen. Well, Lord, may we come into that place of being motivated by no fear outside of the fear of the Lord, that we would be pleasing before you in all that we do. Amen. Well, we are going to continue in this understanding and conquering fear, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. And as always, I do invite you to write and share your prayer requests. You may email or drop a note to our mailing address, which the announcer will give. I thank you so much for joining me. I love you, UCM Prayer Partners. I'm so grateful for your faithful support, not only in prayer but in finances. I just thank the Lord for his goodness and his faithfulness through his people. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.